Welcome to the Big Mike Fund Podcast, where you learn about advanced wealth building strategies from real estate investing to creating massive ROI and secured retirement profits. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, grab a notepad, and lean in, because Big Mike has got the mic, starting now.
Welcome to the Big Mike Fund Podcast. I'm the Big Mike, Mike Zlotnik. Today it is my distinct pleasure and a privilege to welcome a distinguished gentleman, Jason Medley. Hi, Jason.
I don't know about distinguished, but we'll see after this podcast, right? Mike, thank you for having me on board. Looking forward to having some fun today, hopefully bringing some value to your listeners.
Oh, you'll bring a phenomenal value. You are the master blaster of masterminds. You are one of the best. Yeah, if you remember the good old movie, Mad Max, and they had the Master Blaster. But even if you don't remember, you are my close friend. I have nothing but admiration for you. And I have to say that Collective Genius is probably one of the most premium masterminds for real estate investors in the United States. It's really hard to find anything better for active investors who are buying properties, rehabbing properties, selling properties, doing some self-storage, multifamily, looking for cheap, best supplies at the lowest cost, best insurance. Tell folks a little bit about you. Who is Jason? And then we'll talk a little bit about the Collective Genius.
Sure. First and foremost, I am a husband and a father. I have my lovely wife, Jennifer, who I've been married to for, I think, close to 7 years now. We have a five-year-old, Ava. We live here in sunny Tampa, Florida. Love real estate. Been in the game for, going on 19 years now. Love to get out on the water. Love to travel. I love to help other people make money. That's really, and not just help them make money, but one of the things that we always talk about at CG is, our ultimate goal is that when someone comes to the Collective Genius, that when they leave, they are a better human being on all fronts, whether it's from a financial perspective as an entrepreneur, whether it's, being a better spouse, being a better father, being a better mother, or whatever it may be. And so I just get a big kick out of that. And, putting that at the forefront has, taking good care of other people creates a lot of blessings for me. So that's a little bit about me. Like I said, been in the game for 18 plus years. I've had a mortgage brokerage company for 8 years. I've kind of one of the forefathers of transactional funding back during, say, 2009, maybe through 11 or 12. And I've had CG for the last 8-9 years, and it's my sole singular focus right now. I don't do anything else. This is my baby. And so Mike has been with me during the majority of that journey, probably five, six of those eight plus years.
May 2012. I actually checked it out.
Yeah. So it's been a good ride for us. CG is an awesome organization. And, Mike is a perfect example of that. I would think if you looked around at a lot of your deal flow that you fund and you traced it back to where it came from, I would think that a big chunk of it probably comes from CG or people that you have met through CG. And that's what we do at CG. It's really, really a place where you can let your Rolodex do the heavy lifting versus you doing the heavy lifting. And so that's something we take pride in. So it's an honor to be here and looking forward to having some fun today.
Jason, I greatly appreciate you and I greatly appreciate the community that you have created. I certainly confirm that we have a lot of deal flow coming from the Collective Genius. Not only that, we have investors, including some of you and your family members.
Yep.
We have other folks from the Mastermind who invested with us. We have a lot of folks who come to us for financing. So that is one of the massive benefits of the mastermind. It's the networking element. And I think you are in a super genius zone. You are the ultimate connector. So let's talk a little bit about the benefits of the Collective Genius. One of the major benefits is networking. Can you talk a little bit about that? because I certainly attest, confirm that that's probably one of the best places to meet brilliant, smart, successful real estate investors, for both folks with money and folks with deals.
Yeah, to me, that's probably the biggest plus of the Collective Genius, right? There are, a mastermind serves a lot of functions. A mastermind can change your life and your business in a lot of different facets. There's a lot of extremely valuable information shared. You know, one of the foundations of CG is people come and they share their systems, their strategies, their resources with each other. And they also share their problems. And then you've basically got a board of directors, if you will, of very high caliber investors that work to solve those problems for one another, right? So that's one of the components. And then, you know, another thing it does is it allows you to kind of get out of the weeds and become a visionary. Most of us fight that battle as entrepreneurs, right? Sometimes we're in the business having to get things done and carrying the stress of knowing that we are a visionary and yet trying to close that gap in between. And so, you know, when you get to step out of your business for 3 days every quarter and go hang around some other bright folks and kind of put working on the business aside and get to work, or I'm sorry, working in the business aside and get to focus on working on it. It's a breath of fresh air. But so, you know, really in addition to, kind of helping each other and sharing systems and strategies and resources, the biggest, most important component to me is the networking and the deal flow. And there are literally hundreds of millions of dollars that exchange hands between our members on an annual basis. Whether it's Mike, who, you know, probably has multiple millions of dollars out with members, David Phelps, who Mike works a lot with, probably, you know, gosh, just in last the three and a half plus years, David's probably deployed over $80 million in total capital. I myself have quite a bit of money deployed inside of CG. And so, you know, it's just all over the place, whether it's Mike providing funding for a self-storage unit for Scott Myers, or it's, say, for example, a Mike Osborne doing a $25 million recapitalization of his portfolio, or a Frank Cava doing a syndication for, I don't know, what is it, you know, 10, 12 million bucks on his portfolio. Like, there's just a lot of, and it could be as small as, you know, hey, you're in Columbus, Ohio, and you're buying rentals for $40,000, and I'll lend you 40 grand to buy the rental. So it's just a massive deal flow machine. And to me, that's one of the big benefits, you know. So whether it's deploying capital or raising capital, I have my money in Mike's fund. My wife does. A lot of other people in CG, you know, Wendy Sweet has raised capital out of there. There's just a lot of opportunity to put money to work, buy houses, sell houses, lend money, borrow money, raise money. It's just all over the place, you know. Other examples might be, you know, somebody like Jack Bosch in Phoenix, where the cap rates are not good, and it's had a lot of appreciation in Phoenix. And so he sold some of his rentals in Phoenix, and he's redeployed that capital and bought over 25 homes from Joe Lieber out of Cleveland, yeah. Right? So you got Jack, who's getting additional cash flow by redeploying his capital in Cleveland, and then Joe selling 25 plus houses to Jack. And Joe, as a matter of fact, has sold more than 110 homes to CG members. So it's just a big web of deal flow. And to me, that is the big advantage of the Collective Genius. You know?
Jason, thank you so much for clarification. I agree
with you 100%. It's a massive deal flow machine. It's a networking machine. And people just talk and solve each other problems. I had a conversation with Jack at the last meeting we were walking through, and I was trying to figure out how to help him. And certainly we're getting ton of deals. Last event, Dave Perchin introduced me to Brendan Barnes, and we were doing a deal with him, first deal with him. And it's the networking, it's the strong referrals. And your barrier to entry to CG is extremely strong. You're not letting in slackers. You're bringing in experienced people with good track record, with good recommendation. That helps quite a bit. It takes the due diligence down that need for us. When we go in, we still spend a little bit of time underwriting them for sure. Not a little bit, but you know, significant time. But we are now talking immediately with people who came on referral with experience and capital that they can put down on a deal. And that solves a lot of immediate issues that would come across. But the other thing I wanted to also stress, just going through the board of directors discussions. Yes. Love those. You go through and you get help. I still remember your last suggestion. Very little, very simple suggestion. I'm yet to implement it, but it's stuck in my head. The suggestion was the calendly.com/bigmikefund.com. I should create just a shortcut. Just put together, get a URL, get a website that just redirects traffic to that. I'm going to do it. I remember that little feedback. It's not crazy value, but it's easier for people to remember something.com rather than calendly.com/something else.
Right. Yeah. Callwithbigmike.com. There you go. Click that. Goes right to your calendar. You're good to go. But there is, the board of directors that you get when you come to Collective Genius, it serves a lot of purposes. It allows you to kind of, sometimes when you're in your business, you see it every day, you're too close to it, right? All you can see are the trees. You can't see the forest. And so sometimes when you have third parties that are on the outside looking in, they can see the things that you cannot see because you're just too close to your business. So I think too, I don't want to get carried away talking about how fabulous CG is. Obviously it's my baby. I think it's pretty, but we all in all, we just have Mike talked about the caliber of individuals and, you know, very seasoned investors doing some big things. At the end of the day, they're pretty good people too, you know. I always say we're like any family. We have a little bit of dysfunction, but by and large, we're a good group of folks that are genuinely looking to help one another and to take care of each other and, you know, kind of love on one another. We start every meeting, right? I know some people probably think it's corny, but, you know, I say that, hey, over the next 3 days while we're here, we spend this time together, just love on each other. You know, being an entrepreneur, being a good husband, being a good father, being a good mother, being all those things all the time is a heavy weight to carry sometimes. And it's nice to go get amongst some other individuals that understand you and the journey that you are taking. Because sometimes it is very lonely, right? I don't care if you have a team. Sometimes being an entrepreneur is a very lonely journey. That can leave you calloused. And so to go somewhere every 90 days and get to hang out with some folks that understand you, appreciate how you're wired, appreciate the callous that can develop from running a business and taking the punches every day and moving forward. It's nice. It's refreshing. And so, you know, some place you can, you can come and get loved on a little bit, you know?
Yeah, so I you said so many good things. I just want to reiterate for
the audience. So number one, there's I heard this expression before, and you said it, and I'm going to repeat it again. For CEOs, it's called, it's very lonely on top. Whatever it is, you are a CEO of a company, large or small, it's lonely on top. So having a place to go, meet other CEOs, it has tremendous value. Also, being in the group for so many years, I have to say that you personally have operated from a position of humbleness, and I tremendously appreciate that because it's hard to teach humbleness. It comes from the heart, and you are humble. You're a servant in your heart, and that's why the Collective Genius, the Generous Genius is so successful, because you've incorporated the culture of giving in the culture of helping folks that I need. So the Generous Genius has been, first of all, it's a lot of fun. We don't have to talk about dressing up as Macho Libre and doing all other crazy stuff and bidding on each other to dress like a baby. It's going to haunt me for many years, being dressed as a Macho Libre and being dressed as a baby. But the amount of money that we've raised, that positive thought just warms your heart. So putting that together with the culture of giving and a culture of friendship makes Collective Genius a unique mastermind. So I just wanted to acknowledge this, and I love every part of the group and so many friends, so many great friends. You know how close I am with Boat Ride, many, many other people. I'm not going to say anything else, but we certainly love helping each other. And, you know, you give, you shall receive. That's the basic concept of the Bible. Give first. So that's why, again, I wanted to say this. So a couple more, just a couple of quick thoughts. CG is evolving. Where is it going? What's the next step? I'm just going to ask you for the future direction. You are evolving, you're growing. I think you've elevated the level of entry point has gotten higher, and you're trying to bring high caliber people in the group.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is an extremely tough question. That is a very tough question. I am actually spending a lot of time trying to really pin that down right now as far as where is CG going? Because, you know, I'll tell you a little story. After our last CG a few weeks ago, I was sitting with one of our members, my wife and I were sitting together with Christina Krause and Michael Moulton. And, you know, she said something to me that really hit me, in my heart. And she said, if I have more clients than I can love on, I've got too many.
Yes.
And so the challenge for me in answering that question is I somewhat feel honestly that I'm at a crossroads in trying to determine, you know, we have 133 members. And then when you factor in that half of those members have business partners, there's almost 200 people. And I kind of somewhat feel like I might be in that spot, right? Where we're hitting a threshold where in our current model, am I hitting a spot where I feel like I can't love on everybody. And that's important to me, to be able to do that. And then there's the other side of it that we have gotten there, to that level of membership, to this caliber of membership organically. Really, probably 90% of our business has come from referrals. We've done marketing in the past. We haven't done any in quite some time, and we're still growing organically. And so, the tough question as a business owner is: do you tamper down something that is growing organically with not a lot of? It's not that there's not effort on our side to accommodate the growth, but the growth itself is happening organically. And so the very tough question as a business owner is, you know, do you ratchet that down and stop it, right? Because you have the financial side of that and it's growing organically, then you mesh that with the emotional side of are there more people there than I can love? And that creates a blurry question mark in my mind. And so right now, I can't tell you that I know the answer to that, Mike. I can tell you that we are having a lot of discussions about it internally. But for me, there's one thing that I can tell you, that we are constantly, every single week at our meeting, talking about two things: relationships and results. How do we deepen, as we get bigger, how do we feel smaller? And I think every organization should be asking themselves that. And it's something that we ask ourselves constantly. As we get bigger, how do we feel smaller? And so as we get bigger, how do we feel smaller? And so we look at that from two components, right? We need to deepen the level of relationships to create more results for our members, right? Because at the end of the day, if people are getting results, they're going to keep coming back, right? And so that's just a big focus of ours. But as far as the future vision, I'm really in a spot right now where I'm thinking through that. Trying to figure out, like, you know, we currently run 6 masterminds over the course of a week. And, you know, we typically grow in 2s. Do we want to go to 8? I don't know the answer to that right now, to be quite candid. And then there's a lot of decisions too about, you know, the curve, the yield curve is inverted, and If we have a recession, how will that impact the business? Will it be good or bad? Or will there be a little bit of bad before there's good, which I anticipate is probably what will happen. And how will that impact the business? And, you know, so those are questions that when you're looking at growth and the future of an organization that you're having to take into consideration, you know? So we're actively talking about it. And I'm not going to sit here and blow a bunch of smoke up your tail, right? I don't have the exact answer to that, but I do know at the end of the day, there are two things that we will always have and always will put a relentless and ruthless focus on. And that is, as we get bigger, how do we feel smaller? You know, evidence at our last meeting, right? We're launching a bunch of cool new stuff that, again, we want to make the organization feel small. We have a very talented team. And so we're kind of approaching it moving forward as our team is your team. And so we are going to be launching Zoom calls, right? Every week of the month, someone on our team will be on the phone. Leon Barnes is going to be on the phone with one of our members, Ren Bartlett. They're going to be starting a call for the COOs, right? The second in commands for our members. So that's 1 week. The next week, we'll have Frank Cava, who is on our team, who's just an absolute assassin from an operations standpoint, right? So he'll be addressing operations. You know, the week after that, it'll be me, right? Hey, I need help with X, and then I will connect you with someone who's an expert at X. And so, you know, our team is your team. So we're always constantly launching new things to, again, generate results and to make create deeper relationships and make the organization feel smaller.
Yeah, that's so powerful. I have to say that you, first of all, even though you didn't have an exact answer, but you gave a great answer. It just so shows your thought process. You're thinking of the problem very intelligently. And very often, the question is more important than the answer because the question triggers the thought. The question triggers the progress. Yeah. So you're making the progress how you feel smaller. How do you make it look a big organization that has a small company relationship? And by the way, I have to comment on your last concept to run weekly calls. I think it's a great idea. As you know, Freedom Founders does it. We do a weekly call with trusted advisors. And I know Fit Teams, just various teams of dentists have their own team calls every week. It's a great idea. Not only that, you could find out what people need. As you know, in our business, sometimes we have too much money. Sometimes we need more money. And having a call, just having a conversation. Hey, who do you know? Anybody got deals in self-storage besides that? You know, Scott Myers.
Yeah.
So these, you could quickly find out what I need and you're the connector. I mean, that's the easy part. These calls, somebody might need, Jack Bush might need to sell some property. Who may want to buy them or come up with an alternative solution.
Yeah, the more people are communicating, the more results take place. You know, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I think it's a great idea. I certainly support ongoing calls. You make some weekly, some biweekly, some monthly, but there's got to be a process between the quarterly meetings to try to help folks. And the stronger these communications, the stronger the relationships, not only you get, obviously, continued my membership renewal, but you get referrals and ultimately better results. So
yes,
I support this. I mean, that's absolutely great idea. And whichever form you implement it, I think it's going to be good. So
yeah, we're excited about it. That's just one of many things that we're bringing to the table. So it's going to be a big, big year for the Collective Genius and our members. Very excited.
That sounds great. Jason, we are coming to the end of the time. I very much appreciate your wisdom, your sharing, your humbleness. And any parting thoughts? How would people find you? So if somebody's listening and they want to join Collective Genius, they've been doing, I know now it's like 50 deals a year. There's no hard number. I mean, if you're doing 20 really big deals, maybe it's good enough, or 100 really small deals. But
yeah, first of all, the way that you can find us is you can go to thecollectivegenius.com. Again, it's thecollectivegenius.com. We do have minimums in place, but we're attracting such a broad investor now. A big chunk of our folks are single family developers. And so Typically on that side, we're looking for a minimum of 50 flips a year. That could be a combination of wholesale. It could be a combination of rehabs and wholesales. Sometimes we get folks who are huge on the retail side, right? They might have a brokerage with 200 agents and they're doing 900 transactions a year and they're only doing 20 flips. And you say, okay, well, 20 flips, they don't meet the minimum, but they're a big hitter. You know, they're doing 900 retail sides and 20 flips. And if we plug them into CG, they go to the next level. Or I'm in self-storage and I'm developing four plots for, a total of 1,300 units. Well, okay, so you didn't do 50 transactions last year, but you're a hitter. And so ultimately, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for very talented folks who are highly experienced, who have established businesses, need capital, have capital to deploy, want to get in, shake it up, spend some time with some special folks. And, in parting, I would like to appreciate all the compliments that you've given me, Mike, but I would like to kind of reverse that for a minute. Mike and I have been doing business. I think, Mike, you said we've been hanging out for 6 years now, and I think we've probably been doing business along those times for about the same amount of time. We've probably, between the transactional funding we did when we first met and, deals where you brung the borrower and I brung the money, or, I brung the borrower from CG and we split the money to raise the fund. Like, we've probably done, I would anticipate, north of 50 plus transactions together, somewhere in that range, 40 to 50 deals. I'm currently invested in Mike's fund. My wife is currently invested in Mike's fund. And Mike is, if you're sitting on the sidelines, if you've been listening to this podcast and thinking about how to put some capital to work, I think more so than anything is Mike's character. Mike is always going to lean on the side of I'm going to make the right decision. I'm going to take good care of my investors. I've seen him, not that he would make a habit of this, but I've seen him take some hits on the chin in order to, keep the peace with people, even when an investment may have not went the right way. He's extremely talented as far as deal evaluation. One of the smartest guys I know. I always tell him sometimes, right? I'm joking, right? When we get on a call discussion, due diligence, I'm like, Mike, call me when you're done because I don't understand all of this, but I trust you as a human being. And so we kind of laugh about it, but it's the truth, right? I'll be like, hey, I got to go. When you're done with all this, you call me back and let me know if I need to send some money for the deal. But, Mike's just a great guy. He's incredibly intelligent. The other thing too is investing in a fund. I do a lot of investing, very, very active investor. But for me, my focus is my core business. It's growing and making the collective genius better. And I don't want to worry about owning and operating physical assets and building portfolios. And so for me, people talk about passive income. Most investments are not really passive. But investing in a fund is about as passive as it gets. Once you do your upfront due diligence and you place the money in the fund, you have someone like Mike to manage it. And the check, they send you a check, and unless there's a problem, which you and I have never had a problem, the checks just keep coming. And for me, when I look at truly wanting something passive, investing in a fund is about as passive as it gets. Mike's a great guy. It's been an awesome relationship. And I envision that you and I will be both gray-headed and still friends, my man.
Absolutely, Jason. I treasure relationships. One of my five, the five best relationships I have, and I greatly appreciate you and your trust and your wisdom and your help in every way. So, again, I'm humbled to be your friend. And for many years to come, I hope we continue to do what we do and grow deeper. And I want to help you any way I can possibly help. And I appreciate your kind word and all your help. I think we're out of time. Yep. Folks, if you want to find Jason Medley, it's thecollectivegenius.com. And I really can't say anything more. I've already said enough. He's the humblest person I know. He's the giver. And he is an absolute brilliant of the brilliant connectors. That mastermind is the best of the best. I really can't put any other words beyond it. So reach out to Jason, ask for the opportunity. Again, it's hard to get in. Let me make it very clear. It's hard to get in. Jason doesn't take everybody. You have to apply and he will pick and choose. And if you're good enough, you will have the opportunity to join. That's how.
Well, in closing, I know we're leaving. Here's the cool part about how we do it. We're truly looking to build an organization where people are the right fit. We're not going to sell you. If you want to apply for the Collective Genius, we'll jump on the phone. We'll have a conversation. If there appears to be a fit on the surface, we'll invite you to come out. You're not going to make an investment in the mastermind. We're going to test drive each other. If at the end we're a good fit, we'll talk about membership only after you've experienced it and we've experienced you. And if at the end it isn't a good fit, that's okay too, right? There's no sell. There's no hard press. There's no push. It's like, hey, can we better one another, right? Can we better you and can you better the Collective Genius? If the answer is a mutual yes, perfect. If not, no sweat. So with that said, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Big Mike, for having me on board, and have a fabulous weekend.
Yeah, you too, Jason. The good thing about now we can talk about the weather. The weather is getting better in New York, and it's beautiful in Tampa. The last CG, it was unreal. It was so good. It was like not Florida. It felt like it was the Southern
California. California.
That's right. Jason, yeah. Thank you again. Have a great rest of the day.
All right. Weekend. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Big Mike Fund Podcast. To receive your copy of Mike's How to Choose a Smart Real Estate Fund book, head to BigMikeFund.com or visit Amazon and type Mike's Zlotnick. Keep listening and keep investing Big Mike style. See you on the next episode.